This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mark's Corps, Chris Ranji. We go back to the guest line for hour two. And the president has signed an executive order today that he says will bring down prescription drug prices between 30% and 80%, which would be great. I think a lot of people would agree if it does work that way. In the end, Maya Goldman is the healthcare reporter for Axios and joins us now on KMOX. Maya, appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
All right. So he signed the order. Other than just the basics of what I said, you know, between 30% and 80%, he said it will bring down prescription prices for people. What do we know about this deal?
So the Trump administration wants to set targets for drug price reductions for drugs across all payers. So Medicare, Medicaid, commercial market is my understanding. So they're going to basically kick off a negotiation process between the government and industry. And if the talks don't yield enough progress, HHS would then implement basically require drug companies to peg their prices to lower prices paid by other countries for the same drug, which is known as the most favored nation policy. So I think there are still a lot, I still have a lot of questions about how exactly this would work and what authorities the administration wants to use, but that's the gist.
Just to clarify too, because we talked about the negotiation with the drug companies, right now, drug prices are negotiated, but they're negotiated through our medical system, insurance companies, and this would be moving those negotiations from the market to the U.S. government. Is that correct?
That's my understanding, yeah.
Okay. And then with the negotiations, is it, all right, we're going to try to work this out, and if we can't, we're going to price fixing. Is that an accurate statement?
That is also my understanding, yes. And I think one important thing to note about what the president said today about this announcement is that he also wants to use the administration, the federal government, to bring down the prices that foreign governments charge drug makers for drugs. So it's as much about sticking it to the EU as it is about sticking it to drug makers for high prices, which I think is really interesting. There could potentially be some upside here for pharmaceutical companies if that part of it comes through.
So what is the mechanism by which they can force drug companies to lower prices or the EU to do the same?
That's a great question, and I do not know the answer to that yet. It's not clear to me immediately, but just from what we've seen so far today. And I think, you know, whatever mechanism they do say that they can use, it's pretty much guaranteed that there will be lawsuits over this. The drug makers, I'm sure, are not going to be happy.
Is the mechanism potentially just leverage in the sense that, hey, we're a highly medicated country. We are a massive country. you don't want to lose us? Or, yeah, I mean, I can see that, but the pharmacy... Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, they want to work with the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission to stop anti-competitive actions that keep prices high in the United States, is what they've said today, and then work with the United States Trade Representative and the Commerce Department to do trade actions to lower prices charged abroad. But it's not clear to me exactly what that means. And this is all separate, the administration said today, this is all separate from tariffs that are looming on pharmaceuticals. So that could also still happen, and that can be separate and, further impact drug prices.
One of the reasons that it is less expensive in other parts of the world is that governments will negotiate drug prices on behalf of the entire country, as opposed to the fractured system that we have here. So this is in any way kind of like that? Is that what they plan to be doing? The government is going to negotiate prices for everybody?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Is this plan different? I'm not sure if you've looked at Senator Bernie Sanders, right? And he's talked a lot about the cost of pharmaceuticals. Is this plan different from some of the other more command and control models that Bernie Sanders has discussed in the past?
Yeah, it's a great question. I haven't had a chance yet to directly compare, but this is an idea that has been talked about across the aisle, or with Democrats have talked about this before. President Biden, during his administration, said that he wanted to negotiate prices across layers, I believe, and to bring down costs in the commercial market. I think, and then obviously the Congress passed during the Biden administration plan to negotiate Medicare prices, which is currently underway. So I think that this is something that has appeal on the left. But I think the question, the proof is in the pudding, right? The devil's in the details, whatever the idiom is there. I think how this plays out will be a big question mark.
But has there been, at least from opponents of the president, has there been any support whatsoever on this today?
Not that I've seen so far, but I've also had my head down writing a little bit, so sure. I haven't totally seen. But yeah, definitely something I'm watching for this afternoon.
Okay, so the negotiations, as you say, do start this afternoon. Is there a timeline at all that we're expecting to see something come out of this?
They said negotiations they're going to start immediately, setting targets for lower prices. That's as far as I've seen on timelines. There's something that says within 30 days, HHS will communicate the price targets to pharmaceutical manufacturers, and within 180 days, if the drug companies don't deliver, then they'll start setting prices. So that, a couple months at least. But, these things are all sort of fungible and adjustable.
Maya Goldman, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Maya is a healthcare reporter for Axios. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.